In January 2004, the influential think tank and lobbying group, Global Security, revealed that George W. Bush's government had filtered more money into their black budget than any other administration in American history. The amount of money an administration spends on its black budget can be seen as a tantalizing barometer of its proclivity towards weirdness. Black budgets often just fund black ops, highly sensitive and deeply shady projects such as assassination squads and so on, which remain secret not only to protect the black operators, but also to protect Americans who generally don't want to think about such things. But black budgets also fund investigations into schemes so bizarre that their disclosure might lead voters to believe that their leaders have taken leave of their senses. George W. Bush's administration had, by January 2004, channeled approximately $30 billion into the black budget, to be spent on God knows what. I had to strain to hear Joseph over the late-night roadworks as he told me about the darkness at Abu Ghraib, and how that darkness led to the beast in man really coming out there, and the never-ending bountiful budget. Abu Ghraib was a tourist attraction, he said. I remember one time I was woken up by two captains. Where's the death chamber? They wanted to see the rope and the lever. When Rumsfeld came to visit, he didn't want to talk to the soldiers. All he wanted to see was the death chamber. Joseph took a bite of his food. Yeah, the beast in man really came out at Abu Ghraib, he said. You mean in the photographs? I asked. Everywhere, he said. The senior leadership were screwing around with the lower ranks. I told Joseph I didn't understand what he meant. He said, the senior leaders were having sex with the lower ranks. The detainees were raping each other. Did you ever see any ghosts? I asked him. He stopped eating and pushed his food around the plate again. There was a darkness about the place, he replied. You just got this feeling there was always something there, lurking behind you in the darkness, and that it was very mad. I asked Joseph if there was anything good at Abu Ghraib, and he paused and said it was good that Amazon.com delivered there. Then he remembered something else that was good. He said there was a genius at making model planes there. He made them out of old ration boxes, and he hung them from the ceiling in the isolation block. One time, Joseph said, someone came up to him and said, you've got to see these model planes, they're incredible. One of the guards in the isolation block has hung a bunch of them on the ceiling. Hey, and while you're there, you can take a look at the high values.